You're live.
Ready for that? Okay. Good evening. This is the January 25th, I believe, meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. This is the current chair, Michael Novick. The secretary, R. Paul Martin, will call the roll.
Okay. Ken Allen. Ahmad Anderson.
Here.
Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov. Nick Economidis.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Okay, that's five, and that's quorum.
Okay, thank you. I did send around a proposed budget. I'm sorry for the very short notice on that. I'll read it for the stream. It was a call to order, the roll call. Agenda approval for 10 minutes, minutes approval for 5 minutes, a review of the P&O revised budget that was sent to us by a friend. Hello, he doesn't give me the call yet. Who's that?
This is Serene.
Oh, hi. Okay, just going over the proposed agenda. To review the P&O revised. Sorry, we are on the stream.
Okay, sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. So looking at the P&O revised budget from Efren for 10 minutes and discussion of that for 20, a review of the available actuals for 15 minutes and discussion for 30, and then a discussion of the process for sending a consolidated budget document to the NFC for 30 minutes, any new business, and then adjournment. I don't have a time set for adjournment. I didn't have a chance to add up what that, those totals were, given that we're bidding in at 9. 15,
are you the one making the motion to approve the agenda?
Sure, I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
R. Paul for stack.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, I'd like to amend the agenda by putting... I'll just name it all at once here, faster. To putting in an audit update right after minutes approval for 5 minutes. Put in next meeting for 5 minutes right before new business. And to make the adjournment time 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, that 10 p.m. Eastern would be just over an hour from now, is that right?
Yeah.
So... all right, I think that's going to be pretty hard to accomplish, but can we divide the question?
Point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Serene?
I'm driving, can't look at the agenda. How many minutes have been apportioned?
Up to now is 45 at 1 hour, 2 hours.
So I would like to adjourn at 10:30.
Okay, that's a substitute for that part of R. Paul's?
Yeah, move to divide and substitute.
Okay. Okay, so considering that first, is there any objection to adjourning at 10:30? Hearing none, that amendment is part of the agenda. The other parts were adding, where did you want to add the audit update?
Actually, that replaces my amendment.
Yes, that's right.
We've got to pass the amendment.
Yes, okay, we got to pass the amendment. I agree. Sorry. All right, so there was a division of that, so the new amendment is adjournment to 10:30. Again, is there any objection to that? Again, hearing none, so that is incorporated into the agenda. The other amendments were to add audit update where?
Right after approval of minutes.
Okay. And then any objection to that?
Yeah, I object. There's been no change.
R. Paul for stack.
R. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need to at least hear about this, because if there's no change, let's make it officially no change, and we're absolutely certain of that, because some folks get information that not everybody else gets on the committee, and it would be good if we could officially say we want to see what the audit update is and then discuss it. If it doesn't take the full 5 minutes, that's fine, but I think we should be discussing this.
Okay, there was an objection. Could you call the roll on adding that as an agenda item?
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you, I'd like to speak to my objection.
All right, go ahead, Serene, before we take the vote.
Well, we already don't have enough time to do actual finance committee business. I don't understand why there's this fascination with doing audit committee business that we can't do anything about. I think that 5 minutes should be invested in getting something done on our agenda, our actual task.
R. Paul?
Okay, you spoke, R. Paul, in favor. She spoke against. I'm asking for a vote on the question.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on. You know.
No, I'm sorry.
This is Tony.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
I don't see any what would be the harm if it's not much to talk about. Just put it on. If it takes less than 5 minutes, take less than five. We're spending more time arguing about it.
Well,
I would just put it on the agenda, and if it's not much to update on, it'd be less than 2 minutes. So let's move on, and I don't have any objection with putting it on the agenda to discuss it, but I don't think
okay.
So just go to the vote, but I would support it.
Okay, I'm sorry. R. Paul, please call the roll on the question.
Okay. All right. The amendment is to add audit update 5 minutes after minutes approval. Ken Aaron, Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena, Adriana Kasanov, Nick Economidis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Nope.
Okay. Ahmad Anderson, are you here? I think you left. Okay, 3-4, 2 against, 0 abstention.
Okay.
Point of information.
What's your question?
How many people are on this call?
There are still 5 left, still a quorum.
There are 5, okay.
We have 6 momentarily. The other question was adding next meeting before new business. Any objection to that? Hearing none, is there any objection to the entire agenda as amended? Hearing none, we have the review of the P&O revised budget and minutes approval. R. Paul, did you send any minutes out? I didn't have a chance to.
Yes, I did.
That. November 22nd, is that it?
Okay, yeah, the 22nd, and I'm going between softwares here. Okay, I would move to approve the minutes of the November 22nd, 2016 public session.
Okay, any discussion?
Roberts, I wish to abstain. I haven't read them. I don't even know when they were sent.
Not long ago. Okay, so I take it you want a roll call then so you can cast your abstention? Can you call the...
I wish to have my abstention recorded, whatever that means.
Okay.
We have to do.
All right. Motion is to approve the public meeting, public session minutes of the November 22nd, 2016 meeting. All right. Ken Aaron. Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena, Adriana Kasanov, Nick Economidis.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Okay, 2-4, 0 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so that passes. We can't do the executive session. This is not an executive session, so I think that's it for minutes approval, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Someone just joined the call?
Ken Aaron.
Okay, Secretary should make note. So we're on a stream, Ken, and we already approved the agenda, and we're up to a discussion of the PNO preliminary budget that was circulated some time ago by, I actually sent it at the last meeting.
Okay.
Yes, I said forward the wrong one, and then Efren sent it again. Efren is not on his call, however, so I'm not sure what the presentation will look like. I can't open it on the computer I'm sitting at myself. Does someone have it open on their computer?
I've got it open. And I was hoping Efren would be here because I have a bunch of questions about this thing. Anyway, what would you like me to do with it right now?
Could you give us the...
Okay, I couldn't quite catch that.
Somebody was creating some noise on there. I'm asking, does it show what the changes were from the earlier one that we looked at?
Let's see. I hadn't looked for that. I don't see anything here that says this is a change. I don't see anything that says this is a big change.
Okay.
But, anyway, go ahead. I have a few things to say about it, but go ahead.
I guess my first question is, does it have a cash flow tab?
Yeah.
And what does that reflect about the central service payments and other issues that people are concerned about?
Okay, central service collection, everything's in the red. Now, yeah, this is one of the questions I have is how some things are in the red here. Anyway, his final figure for end of year is about $686,500. However, it's in the red because he has everything in the red for that. So I don't know why it's looking like this. They don't usually look like this. Now, I can say that for... outside of the cash flow tab, they're showing something else which is interesting. I mean, it looks like the central services, although they're all in red and, looking like, an expense instead of a credit, it looks like they all add up in a proper way, and it looks like the total net income loss that they're projecting with everything is about 278. On the other hand,
$278,000
is net
income or loss?
Net loss.
You're saying that's showing as a net loss?
Surplus. They're showing a surplus of 278 at the end of the year. Which makes me say, how does that happen? I really wish Efren were here to explain this because it's interesting to me, and I'd like to hear somebody who put it together explain it to me. in any event, there are some questions I have on here about this thing of, you know, it shows that, but I have questions. I wish somebody were here who had put this together who could say, this is why it goes this way. If as it appears, as I'm
point of order.
Guessing, this essential
service
is negative.
Hang on a second, R. Paul, hang on a second. There was a point of order. What is your point of order?
What the heck is this?
We're trying to discuss the draft.
Right, but apparently there's not, the member does not understand what is there. So how many times do we need to hear that he doesn't understand what he's looking at? I mean, where are we going?
Well, if the chair would allow a few seconds of completing the thought I was in the middle of, I am thinking that the negative essential services are actually being subtracted. So subtracting the negative makes it a positive, and that's being added in. So that's what it looks like, and that's why they looks like they're getting that over $200,000 ahead there. But, well, if we're going to talk about it, we can talk about it. That was just a reaction right there. I have a bigger thing to raise a question about in it. But up to the chair. What do you want to do?
I'm at a loss because I cannot open the documents on the computer I'm sitting at. If you're the only person who responded that you can open them, I think it might be moot to even try to discuss them. Green or... Nick, if I'm meeting with you at a computer where you can see the piano preliminary.
Mr. Chair, I am at a computer and I am looking at it, but I think at this point I'd like to make a motion to table this for our next meeting.
Please.
Okay. All right. So that motion is on the floor.
Okay, so we're
tabling the discussion of the P&O provisional budget to the next meeting.
Okay, so we're tabling the agenda item. Actually,
we're on that agenda item, and in relation to that agenda item of the P&O, there's a motion to table.
Yes, but there's no motion to be tabled. So, I would say that instead of, I don't know what would be tabled here, the entire review of P&O revised budget. We could probably do that, but it might be easier to simply say, call for the orders of day and go to the next agenda item. Up to the
okay.
What's the
any objection to, I'm sorry?
Yeah,
I support.
The vote.
One at a time, please. Who's asking for the floor?
Serene, but apparently also Nick.
Okay, Serene, then Nick.
I move that we table the agenda item until we have until the next meeting, at which we will to which we will invite the controller.
Okay, so I'll take that as a substitute for Nick's. Is that okay with you, Nick?
Absolutely.
Okay. So any objection to tabling the entire agenda item to the next meeting to which we will invite the interim controller? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which was discussing how to get a consolidated budget document to the PNB. Unfortunately, both the people who...
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I have review of available actuals as the next item.
Well, we have the same situation, so.
Okay, so we're gonna skip that.
I think so. I mean, I don't see any point to it. The Efren is not on the call, and Ahmadou had some questions about them, left the call. Unfortunately, there's nobody from KPFA on the call at this point. Earlier, Ahmad Anderson was on, and also Carol Travis, who's the chair of their board, but she left before we got a quorum. The KPFA and the PNO were the outstanding budgets that hadn't gotten any form of approval from this committee or recommendation for approval to the PNB.
So are we on process for sending consolidated budget document to NFC?
Yes.
PNB?
Doesn't say the PNB. I'm sorry, whatever I typed.
Okay, it says NFC. I was wondering. So PNB.
Sorry, no, PNB.
Okay.
This is Ken Aaron, point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken. What's your question?
How can we do that without reviewing the PNO budget?
No, we can't. That's the point. We have to try to figure out what remains to be done and how it's going to be done. So,
okay.
The PNO budget and the KPFA budget are the two outstanding ones that have not gotten at least a a recommendation with provisos for approval. And I know that the Efren did send out to all the stations a request that they update their budgets with the information he had included in the actuals and get it to us. And I haven't gotten anything further that I can see. So I don't know if there's some motion about how to get something further from KPFA. I think
this
at this point, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I understand from someone who listened to the last KPFA meeting that there were statements made that they have no idea what information is being requested, that they were never informed, or essentially something to the effect that they were never informed what information is missing from their budget. Now, I thought we had sent motions that were clear about what was needed. I know, and I think Adriana was the person who brought the motion. But I think, I don't know whether there was some problem with the transferring the information from the former treasurer to the current treasurer or what. I don't know what happened, but I would suggest that we ask the secretary to compile all the motions related, or the repeated motion, whatever the case turns out to be, related to the KPFA budget. I actually raised this last time we spoke, that I thought it would be good to tell each station exactly what it is they're missing, but I think that was voted down. But at any rate, at least for KPFA, to ask the secretary to put together any motions related to their budget, and to make sure that Mr. Anderson gets them. I can make that a motion if I have to.
Yeah, why don't you make that as a motion?
So I move that the NFC secretary be requested to compile all motions related to KPFA's FY17 budget and provide them to the treasurer, the new treasurer of KPFA, copying the NFC, of course, so that we can help them move towards meeting the need, the informational need, that is.
What I have is the NFC secretary be requested to compile all motions related to KPFA's FY17 budget and provide them to the treasurer of KPFA with a CC to the NFC so we can help them to, and I didn't get the rest.
So we can help them move forward and move towards fulfilling the information request. And I'd like us to say new treasurer so that it's clear to anyone looking back at the motion why the treasurer may not have it. Well, he wasn't in that position at the time.
Arpal?
Yes, go ahead, Arpal.
All right. we can do this. I think some stuff though happened during discussions. I don't know. We can try just sending the motions, and if he has questions, he should ask us. I mean, you know, that should work.
Okay, so I think that's not an objection to the motion.
Should I read it?
Go ahead.
Hello, this is Ken. I wanted to make an amendment. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was on mute.
Go ahead.
We have to put in a date so that the treasurer understands we need it by a certain time. So to report as of the next, just sometime. I don't know if we're going to be able to set a date for the next meeting, but you have to put a compliance date in there.
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, the only person being asked to do anything in here is the secretary. So it says so that we can help KPFA move forward toward fulfilling the information requested. So it's going to need a little wording. And help them to move forward to providing the information requested. How do you want to put your date in there?
This is Ken. As of to provide the information requested by February 10th. I don't know. I'm not sure what date because I don't know when the next meeting is going to be scheduled.
We've
got to do it by the next meeting.
I'm trying to call myself too. I hear you, Serene. To me, the pertinent date has to be the date of getting a budget document from KPFA. We've tried to repeat
that. That's what I meant. Yes, that's what I'm trying to infer. Right.
Okay, we have a stack. You're not on it. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to offer an additional amendment, which is that in addition to asking the secretary to do that, that the committee requests that KPFA provide the committee requests that KPFA provide an updated budget with all necessary information previously requested by, and I'm not going to name the date, but a week prior to our next meeting.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I need to have the last few words reread because I think that the secretary is saying information requested, and I think I said information request. So if I could just hear that, and then I have an amendment to your amendment.
What I have for the original motion is the NFC that the NFC secretary be requested to compile all motions related to KPFA's FY17 budget and provide them to the new treasurer of KPFA with a CC to the NFC so we can help them move forward toward fulfilling the information requested.
Yeah. So you were saying, Serene, that the language was
fulfill our information request. You can't, yeah.
Okay.
But,
did you get that out there?
Okay, change it to toward fulfilling our information request.
And Serene, then you said you wanted to amend my amendment?
Or? Right. So I don't know whether this will have to go be reviewed by the KPFA LSB, which meets on the third Saturday. When does KPFK meet? Is that Sunday?
KPFK meets normally the third Sunday. There was some changes for the election. I think they're going back to that.
Okay, then KPFA meets on the third Saturday. So I think assuming the LSB would have to review it, we should probably, just to be realistic, set a time that is past their third Sunday meeting. I know it's kind of a long way from here, but...
This is Michael. I think we've agreed in all these budgets that we're long past the point of LSB approval. We're
you know,
more than a quarter into the new fiscal year, and the LSB is
withdrawing
it. Okay. Thank you. So the what's on the floor then is my amendment. Did you get it, Art Paul?
Your amendment is, let's see, yours is to add, in addition, the committee requests that KPFA provide an updated budget with all information previously requested a week prior to the next NFC meeting.
That's right. Any objections to that? Hearing none, that's incorporated. Is there any objection to the entire motion as amended? Somebody backing up in their car? What is that?
Somebody's backing up a budget.
That's me. Sorry. I'll mute.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I heard no objections to the motion as amended, so I think that's been adopted. And I guess both the secretary and I will be communicating further with the treasurer at KPFA and the management of KPFA to try to get that document. So I think what we're saying is that at our next meeting, we're going to consider going back to the main agenda item was what the process of completing. At our next meeting of the NFC, we'll be considering the revised P&O budget and a revised KPFA budget for incorporation into a consolidated budget document. My impression is that it is the national financial staff that basically puts that document together based on the approved pieces. Is that correct? We're not going to do that within the committee itself, right?
Right.
I call for the orders of the day.
Okay, and that is the next meeting?
Next meeting.
Yes. When is the next meeting?
That's just it. We haven't set one yet.
Yeah, I'm saying, what are people proposing for next meeting?
At least a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so looking at KPFDX, it's still fairly open for Tuesday the 14th.
What about Tuesday the 7th? I'm not looking at KPFDX.
Well, you said a couple of weeks, so...
Well, the 7th is just under... It's just under 2 weeks.
So somebody left the call. Okay, today's the 25th, you have the 31st and the 7th, yeah. There were a bunch of meetings, KPFT, outreach, KPFT development. Are there objections to Tuesday the 7th for a NFC meeting? That would still give them a week. That means we would want to get the KPS budget by the 31st.
Oh. Well, no, that's Wednesday, all right?
So you're Tuesday?
So the 31st is just a week. It's a week from. It's next Tuesday. Today is a Wednesday, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So the motion is to meet on February 7th, 2017.
Ken. This is Ken.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Ken.
I thought the KPFK meeting, which would normally be the second Wednesday, is going to be adjusted to the second Tuesday because it's the only time available for the new business manager. So we're going to be meeting on the 7th. KPFK.
Yeah, the 7th is the first Tuesday, Ken. So.
Pardon me?
The seventh is the first Tuesday in February, so it wouldn't interfere with your meeting. The second Tuesday is the 14th.
No. Well, we were going to be meeting on the 7th. That's the date that we had it scheduled for.
You're saying the KPFK?
Let me just pull up the calendar. Just give me a moment.
Yep.
I see. Oh, I see. The second Wednesday, the first. Okay. Point made.
So I'm sorry, what are you saying? Do you have a conflict or not on the 7th?
Well, it's supposed to be scheduled for the 7th. There's a conflict, you know, that I'm trying to sort that out, but there was a dispute about whether it was the 7th or the 8th. So,
okay,
this is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Our meetings are 8:30 Eastern, which is these meetings. The NFC meetings. What time is the local meeting supposed to be?
Oh, our meetings are at 7:30 Pacific.
Okay, so you just move from one to the other.
I've done it many times, I can tell you.
Well, it's a question of whether or not your meeting is going to be 2 hours. It's going to start at 5:30 Pacific. And
we'll excuse you if it's after that, but I think we should move on. I don't think we should be tied up with a local meeting that isn't even posted.
Okay, we're at our adjournment time, so I'm going to ask Arpal to call the roll.
No, it's 9:30. We have another hour.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Lucky us.
Meeting for another hour.
Okay, so the question is...
I have no objection. This is Ken. I have no objection. Serena.
Tuesday the 7th? Okay, all right. Okay, so the motion is to have the next meeting of the NFC on Tuesday the 7th, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Hearing no objection, I will set it. I think I can... No, I can't log in here. Arpal, you're going to put that up on KPFTX?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that was our last item of business, if I'm correct.
I'm over to adjourn.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There we go. Huh? What?
I said that's a wonderful thing.
Yes. We did have new business, but I don't think anybody's bringing any new business up. So.
Oh.
I'm over to adjourn.
I have a question. Wait.
All right. What is your question, Serene?
Oh. Okay. So this is a conditional thing. Presuming or assuming that it's not a conflict for KPFK, right, and perhaps the member can check and let us know by tomorrow what the situation is, I would like to propose that we add an executive session to our next meeting. So that we would add an executive session to the next, to whatever date, we say the 7th, presuming that there's not a local KPFK meeting that conflicts with that, as the member would be deprived of the opportunity to participate in the executive session. We wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, so is there any objection to provisionally having an executive session?
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead.
When are we going to form the new finance committee and elect officers?
The new finance committee will be formed when the PNB elects one director for each station, and then the membership will shift at that point so that the current director members, the current treasurer members are already in place. That's you, Ahmad, Nick Economides, R. Paul Martin, and I believe Nick Arenas was still treasurer from?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the other members will shift when the PNB, at a PNB meeting, elects director members, one for each station, to the NFC. And then the committee would, you know, elect it, like pro tem, secretary pro tem, and so on, and then a permanent one.
Okay, and there's one other point of information. You had made a statement that you would no longer be able to attend these meetings. At a certain point.
No.
No?
No, I sent the PNB a notice that I couldn't attend their Thursday night meeting because I'm flying back from the East Coast on Thursday night. And then I'm off the PNB, so I won't be at that last meeting if I'm supposed to pass the
And that, okay, so the point of...
But otherwise, I'm on this committee and on the program committee and the personnel committee until he's replaced.
He remains on the committee until he's replaced.
Okay. Oh, okay, so that's a rule that we've... anybody on any national committee stays...
The standing rule of the...
Point of information.
The standing rule of the PNB is that people stay on PNB committees until they're replaced.
Okay.
So I'm currently on three committees.
Question?
Four committees. Yes, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, in that case, how come the people who were on the WBAI, the WBAI directors were denied the ability to stay on?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about at the beginning of 2016, and I think we know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm new at the moment. All right.
Okay. We're done.
The only
with
thing
the
in consideration at the moment was the motion from Serene,
Mr. Chair,
to provisionally add a executive session to the meeting on the 7th, and the provision is based on information from KPFK as to whether that would be a conflict with their meeting. So,
Mr. Chair,
yes.
What happened? There was a motion to adjourn. I made before any of that.
I guess I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it.
Point of order. I heard it.
Move to adjourn.
You mentioned it.
I'm sorry. I can't take a motion to adjourn. I just heard a move to adjourn from Serene. I can't take that motion until there's some action on the previous motion.
No. The previous motion is a motion to adjourn, and then she made another motion. So I'm just asking the chair, what about the motion I made to adjourn some minutes ago?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Well, I'd like
go
to
ahead.
The chair.
I answered your question, Arpal. I said I didn't hear a motion to adjourn.
You didn't hear it. You know, you're going to listen to this recording, and that'll be interesting.
Okay, if I listen to the recording, I'm sure I'll hear it. I'm not denying that you made it. You
sure
said you made it.
I'm sure you'll hear yourself mentioning it.
Mr. Chair, point
yes.
of order. This back and forth is inappropriate.
Yeah.
The back and forth is inappropriate. I move to adjourn. If, in fact, the objection to trying to include the KPFK member in an executive session is causing a problem, we can simply disregard it and just go ahead with the executive session, regardless of how it impacts anyone.
Mr. Chair, I would point to point of order, Mr. Chair, and a motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Okay, I'm not sure what we're discussing at the moment, so... If Serene made a motion to adjourn, that's what's currently then we're dealing with. So is there any objection to Serene's motion to adjourn? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Bye.